Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for KNC.
What?
The real KNC.
It's called the only KNC now, right?
Best producers in the market.
Morning show producers.
Curtis and Ken. I love those guys very much.
Podcast stars.
Oh, how do you not know that? And you'd be like, Curtis, idiot.
Lumpy. Come on, Lumpy.
Lumpster, you moron.
And now.
5:30 a.m. The real KNC to live radio every Monday, a half hour before the show.
Live on the air?
Live on the air. 93.7.
This place is going to drop in ratings.
Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on your radio.
I think it's a bad idea.
Here's Ken.
Can I just say something to you, Ken?
Yes, you can.
I love you.
And Chris.
Ken and Curtis aren't adults. They are sycophants. Both of them will try to make me look like an ass.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What a watershed moment in WEEI history. It's live programming at 5:27 a.m. You wanted more Curtis, you got it.
Oh, man. Radios across New England are just sizzling to start their day.
Yep. Big ratings boost for M&C. That's why we're doing this, right?
Huge favor to Mutt.
Big favor to Mutt. We'll talk about Mutt. That's what we promised. That's what we will deliver on here in the first segment of the show. But want to know how the Curtis weekend went? Everybody wants to know what happened in Southie this weekend.
Ooh, big weekend. Big family lunch in the South End.
Ooh.
A little Greek spot.
Oh, you had in-laws in town.
Yes. Oh, baby. Big weekend. And I heard all about Africa. My in-laws were in Africa. So if you have any questions about safaris or wildebeest, I'm your guy this morning.
Will that be featured in headlines today?
Oh, man. We got 16 headlines and going to Hawaii in a month from now. So if you guys haven't heard that, that'll be a big topic of headlines
today.
That's
a daily update. I was supposed to go to a movie this weekend. We bought tickets. We actually were going to take our daughter, our two-year-old, to Aladdin. We had to cancel because she had like a toddler moment and was too tired. So I have $50 in Fandango credits. We never actually went to see a movie, so it was kind of disappointing.
You were jacked about this.
I was very pumped.
Rocket Man?
I've only seen one movie since my daughter was born. We saw the comic book movie. But I can't even remember which one at this point. Black Panther. About a year ago. So that's it. One, I used to go to movies every week.
Right. You were like,
it's done. Life is over after you have a child. In a good way, but also in a bad way. As Mutt knows, he's got two of them. He works very hard.
Yes, he's home all the time with his kids. Yeah. Dedicated father, good man, good family man.
Other than that, I just carried weekend programming, as I always do. 3 hours of Sunday skate. Big show Sunday morning.
We're 3 minutes in, and you buried the lead. Darren Pang returned to WEEI.
Oh, did he ever.
Oh, the laughs, the joy.
We had big, fake laughs. We're going to get to that coming up. That's part of the segment two.
Oh, okay.
Look ahead for all the great audio we have on today's show on Mutt and Callahan, right?
It's going to be epic.
Now, we proposed this on Wednesday of this week. What did you think of Mutt and Jerry's reaction to our proposal? And this was actually the boss suggested we do this show, right? This wasn't really our idea.
This was part of a two-pronged meeting we had with Joe Zarbano where we discussed us hosting 5:30 to 6 and then a way for Mutt to organize his hot takes into written form for our website, a column. So those were two things that we brought up to the guys. I was a little disappointed with the reaction when we brought up our show. They kind of were...
lukewarm.
But, whatever.
Judging by the first 2 minutes of the show, maybe accurate, but here's what Mutt and Jerry had to say when we proposed the pre-show earlier this week.
But in a way, you're saying this is the end of the real KNC.
That's not true. But at least in the short term, it gives us some real KNC content.
I'm in. Monday morning, 5:30.
And the follow-up is...
Curtis and Ken, the real KNC.
Yes.
Live on the air? Just you two?
5:30 to 6, live on the air. 93.7.
Phone calls?
All
maybe?
Around the world.
Yeah, pre-show calls, yes. It's the pre-show.
I am into that. I feel like this is the end, whatever they say. They're lying. It's the end of my favorite podcast of all time.
Well, they don't
but
do
I guess
that
it's
anyway.
A live version of that. I know it's been
why
months.
Is it the end? There's here anyway.
Yeah.
Ken's in the booth anyway.
Because I can tell how this works. This is a trade-off that is going to, well, we're doing this now on Mondays. We can't do the podcast anymore.
Okay, does the podcast help us? help our ratings?
Yes, it does. Yes.
It does. See, their lead-in, if it's good,
right.
would help.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then Monday morning, we don't have good, you know, taped stuff to play. It's
set the table for the whole week.
I disagree. We have Butchie doing, like, Patriots recap when there's no games. They're good.
Okay.
I'm in. Go ahead, Ken.
In a way, Mutt's right. We will probably do less. In fact, we've pretty much kicked doing the podcasts in any regular form. We've done, I think, 2 episodes in the last 6 months.
That's correct.
Of the post-show podcast, which is very good. It just takes a long time. It's a labor, but it's a labor of intense work.
One quick note from that response.
Yeah.
Just the dismissive nature of Jerry to anything Mutt says is so clear there. We're discussing this podcast, good idea, bad idea, whatever. Mutt just has a quick reaction that he loved our podcast. That podcast might be over. And Jerry just goes immediately, "What do you mean, Mutt? Who cares?"
Well, Jerry on Friday got a little upset. Reamer was in Friday. He's back in again today.
Right.
First segment, right off the jump. On Friday, he was very upset at both of those guys. I think we have a couple clips of it. First it was actually Mutt got upset at Reamer for cutting him off. So there was a little Mutt-Reamer animosity.
We're not going to be able to finish any sentences today, Alex, because you want to pop in every 2 seconds.
I don't know what that was about. Like, you know, Reamer stepping on Mutt's toes.
I think Mutt stood up and backed away from the mic at
totally.
That moment.
And then Jerry actually did step away from the microphone like seconds later.
It's almost
they're
as
an
if...
arm short.
Okay, go ahead. You guys, I'm going to watch TV over here.
So what's happening? Plus, you and Mutt are at each other all the time. Like his Barstool public relations takes just drove you over the edge.
I was losing it. I can't handle just the same regurgitated talking points from Dave Portnoy. Why don't we just play Portnoy on a loop? For 4 hours. Just say, put pucks on net, it was just a towel. Put pucks on net, it was just a towel. Just say that over and over again for 4 hours. Portnoy is brilliant. He's great. We all agree. He's this superb businessman who's created a behemoth. He's a brilliant guy. We all agree, right? Nobody disagrees with that?
All agree.
Okay. Move on. What is your opinion? How do you feel about this?
Well, he loves Barstool. Mutt loves Portnoy and he loves Barstool. So what do you want him to say? I mean, that would you anticipated Mutt was going to say that. He was going to be the pro Barstool guy.
Have something different that separates your opinion from everyone else. Why I want to tune in and hear Mutt's specific take. Even if it's dumb, I like Brooks Koepka on the PMT podcast, and I don't want to lose both the real KNC and PMT in 1 week. It would ruin my life forever. Something like that. That would be a unique, different take than they have a female CEO. The receptionist is a sweetheart. She's a woman, and everybody there is impossible to be misogynistic because they like women. Whatever.
Where are you and Mutt right now in the relationship? Mutt is always, we love Mutt. He has always been the third producer of the show, going back to the previous version. Right? He's always been an excellent third producer.
Superb.
He was going to be the permanent third man in, and that was going to work. I mean, Mutt every day as the third guy was going to be dynamite.
If you go back and listen to our award-winning podcast, you can find hours and hours of tape where you and I say, we love Mutt.
Yes.
He's great.
Yes.
What a show. What a week. What a performance. What a trombone. Whatever. We praised him left and right.
Correct. Now, it's not his fault. He was prematurely put into a higher elevation spot before maybe he was ready, but before I think the entire show built around it was ready for that. You would agree Mutt was put in a tough spot.
Absolutely. Everybody.
And he's done a pretty good job.
You could say Jerry, you and I, everyone was put in a tough spot.
Yes. But I sense that you still want more. You want to pull a little more out of Mutt daily. It's a daily frustration.
Right. It's just a different sort of role for me in this show in that I know Mutt can get angry, can deliver more, can fight back, can have some off-the-wall takes. Like Cora's on the hot seat. Superb. He nailed that. Gronk getting traded. That type of stuff. Mutt has been excellent. But when it comes to a hot button topic with Barstool or with these people, I think it's frustrating to hear the same points over and over again. And when I'm in there and I know I can sense Jerry's frustration, like it's palpable when Mutt just says Erica Nardini's the CEO, they can't be misogynistic. Everybody knows that Mutt. Like, what's the next level topic
know,
that you
but
can take that?
It's not Mutt's fault. That's Mutt. He's a Barstool guy. He's going to pigeon everything Portnoy and Barstool say, use Mutt's phrase. So we're not going to get more there. That was
but
the
I know
show.
Mutt has more thoughts than that. I don't. It's not just Erica Nardini and the CFO and the comptroller are all women. So therefore they can't hate women. You can have another thought about another experience you had with Barstool or a different story you read or a different take that you heard or react to another moron like Jeff Jones who you may disagree with. bring those to the table instead of just saying it's impossible on this specific topic, just regurgitating the talking points.
Well, where I agree with you, I think when it comes to sports takes, Mutt's a little afraid to go too sporty. I mean, there's always that fear of the morning show, but especially from what we were, Mutt likes to react to other people's takes a little more than he likes to spew his own. Now, he's had a couple good ones, as you mentioned. The Cora hot seat, we've had some fun
two
with
for
that.
Two.
We brought up the idea to Mutt of doing a column. This was actually my idea, and it was thinly veiled an attempt to get Mutt to have, like, takes, because I want sporty Mutt in the morning, because I think it's good, it's fun, it's mockable.
And it's at his heart.
Yes, that's, like, it's the real Mutt. Mutt has good sports takes.
Correct.
But he's a little timid, I think, to give them on a regular basis, because he knows he'll be made fun of. But, so we proposed the column idea, so this would force Mutt to actually sit down with those monkey hands and get in front of a keyboard and actually type some, you know, I have, like, just an easy desk drawer
Mutt's
column.
Mutt's music. How easy is that? Boom, boom, boom. Here's what I think.
Like a
Eric
Tuesday
Nardini,
or a
CEO.
Wednesday, here's the Mutt column. We would get great show content out of that. And Mutt always says he'll do anything for the show.
He says content, content, content.
Right, but he flat out refused to do this. Here's what Mutt had to say when I brought this up.
Okay.
Well, as a follow-up, we want content from Mutt. So we want Mutt to do a weekly column on WEI.com. It's going to be, I would think of like a desk drawer, just an easy basic. We want to get inside Mutt's brain. What are you thinking about during the week? Something on Tuesday, Wednesday we can react to. More Mutt content. We need you to write a column once a week.
Yes. A weekly column where we
fine-tune those great hot lava takes.
Get those thoughts out of Mutt's brain and put them onto the website.
Sit down at a PC.
Too much going on right now with the podcast.
No.
We have two podcasts coming out next week.
Speaking of things that don't help the show.
Definitely
your gambling addiction.
What pod? And that definitely helps the show, too.
And by the way, Friday after the show, you filmed this, but you never posted it.
I
was asking Mutt, because Mutt had the racing forms up, as he always does, after every show, from wherever it was, Aqueduct.
So I asked him, you were sitting behind him, and I said, if everyone has these, same access to these racing forms, in what way are you gaining some sort of an edge if every moron that's betting on horses is all viewing the exact same data? Like, he's viewing it like he's got some insider trading information.
But he knows the form inside and out. There's a lot of data on there. I mean,
well, then why is he so bad?
He claims he's a winner. 8 straight years of winning seasons.
I'll hand it to him. You asked a question, and he had, like, 6 answers. No, this is the pace out of the gate. This is the pace down the back end. This is that.
That's what he's passionate about. But he's passionate about sports. He could bring that. For whatever reason, he pivoted there. He doesn't want to have anything in print where he could be made fun of for that, and it would be good for the show. And he needs to be more active on social media. What did he post this weekend on social media?
He put
nothing.
Hashtag my favorite moment or something when Matt Kalman tweeted about it.
He disappeared until Sunday morning.
Right. He disappears. He doesn't do social media. He doesn't. I mean, in my opinion, that column would be gold for the station. All the shows like to punch Mutt down.
Yeah.
This would be a way for them to react to an organized list of Mutt's takes of the week or the day, whatever it is. And it would be cross-promotional content. And then when they respond to Mutt, so Dale reads the story, or Glenn, or whoever. The next morning, we have built-in content to react to them reacting to Mutt, so Mutt could fight back.
Right.
It would be great.
If you're just tuning in, it's the pre-show. It's Laird and Curtis live radio. We'll do this every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. We do take live phone calls. So 617-779-7937. What do you want from Mutt? What more do you want from Mutt on the Mutt and Callahan show? 617-779-7937. Also coming up, Reamer is back in today. Sorry to inform everybody. It's his only appearance of the week. He was a little salty about this over the weekend.
Not happy.
We'll play that clip for you. We'll also go through some of the best sound we have today to set up the show. Barack Obama, Jerry's favorite, was in attendance at Scotiabank, so we're going to have that
for you. Came in with a Clay Thompson jersey. It was very nice.
Kalman Gronk, LJ crushing Sunday skate, and, of course, our friend Jess Mendoza. That's all coming up in segment two of the live only KNC Real pre-show on Sports Radio WEI.
This is Mutt and Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
Pete, John, Jim, hang in there. We'll get to you. 617-779-7937. You want time and temperature, Curtis?
Ooh, baby. 54 degrees, dew point 38, 547 this morning.
We've got Reamer coming up on the show this morning. Reamer was a little salty this weekend. Now, he's been clipped back to once a week the last – well, he was on just once last week, right?
This will be the second consecutive one appearance per week.
So the twink is nervous. Here's what the Ream team had to say over the weekend complaining about the state of affairs.
But you're so insecure. Like,
right. It
Andy Hart's taking one of your spots.
Well, okay. Well, we'll look at so every
Mark
8
James
months, every 8 months we
off?
Roll around Andy Hart for a morning show appearance, and Jerry will get bored with him, and then
Mark
he'll,
James
he'll
too,
never be
though.
On again. Jerry and James, huh? That's
nah,
good
Jerry,
to
Jerry's
it, huh?
not really. They, listen, don't let the morning show, they they're not a big fan of Mark James.
I love that.
How you guys all fight over this time slot. It's you and everybody else.
Well, if WEEI smart and Joey smart and Curtis is smart.
Oh, stop
and
you right there.
And, yeah, right, exactly. It clearly doesn't seem like they're smart.
What?
Reamer would be on every day.
No,
right,
Wiggy would be on
better.
Every day.
What a mess of audio that was. Anyway, where do we stand with the Casting Couch crew, and why is Reamer only on once this week? As people know, you book not only the co-hosts, the weekend programming. Curtis is the executive producer.
Yes,
of
WEEI. Everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love James this weekend. Great work. No, this week it is Reamer and just today. We've got Wiggy Tuesday, Friday. He's our pucks guy. I mean, Wiggy is Boston's
and did
second.
You notice Reamer said that Friday, like, oh, I thought Wiggy was the hockey guy. He's a little, like, defensive about that, which I don't understand why. To Reamer's own admission, he doesn't like hockey, watch the Bruins during the regular season. He admits he's behind the curve when it comes to that stuff. So why would we have him in the day after a Bruins game?
Correct. And he botched Coolery, which was basically the biggest mistake in the history of Boston radio. So he can't have him talk hockey. So we
the
have
biggest upset there was Zarbano wanted us to not play it and not embarrass him. Like, he was trying to defend Reamer, which
right. Protecting him.
Which Reamer Wall is in that, right? He should. If he's not a hockey guy, fine, embrace it. But I don't think you should expect to be in when we're going to be talking hockey.
I think if you asked 100 Bostonians how to pronounce that person's last name, maybe 10 would have gotten it exactly right. Coolery is a better way of pronouncing it anyway, so good
LJ,
job,
by the way, would have nailed it. My good friend Larry Johnson, did you hear? I put a challenge out to LJ. Can you successfully pronounce Pascal Siakam on Saturday morning? And LJ was cocky. He nailed it the first time. And do we have this, John, where he – oh, he doesn't have it. All right. We'll load it up for you later. But he came a little short. You'll hear it in the open today. Anyway, back to Reamer, state of affairs.
So,
Casting Couch.
So Reamer's in just today, this week. Then we have Andy Hart was hired full-time, I believe, in January. It's now June 3rd. And so
Replacing Drellick,
who was in New York playing in the media game. Great job, Evan. Mm-hmm. And so we have Andy Hart coming in on Wednesday. It's OTAs. Patriots are there. They get their rinks Thursday.
Mandatory minicamp, more importantly. So everybody's on hand. Brady will be there Tuesday. And so we get the live reaction from Hart Wednesday morning, right?
Right. So we'll have a football guy in for 4 hours. He's a new part of our team here at WEEI. I figured we'd get him in once this week. And then we have Mark James, who is on a roll, 7 to 10 a.m. Thursday.
New sobriquet this weekend.
Oh, I love this one.
Here we go.
The Dead Sox.
Oh, man. Electric.
Also, I heard a Chris Fale in there. It was Chris Frail earlier. Now it's Chris Fale and the Dead Sox. So you're right when you say he's on a roll.
Oh, I mean, he's spectacular.
And Chris Frail has now, you can take the R away, he's turned into Chris Fale.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. He's just written down
on
Buffs
Club napkins.
That's
a guy who can write a desk drawer column. James would sit down. He's got takes from start to finish.
Nothing but free time.
I'm not sure Mutt can hold his jock, to be honest, when it comes to sports quips and clips. But James is in once a week. Wiggy was saying that we don't like him on the show. I think, actually, he's become a stable once-a-week guy, right?
I think James is at the best place he's been in since we first heard him filling in at nights a couple years ago. I mean, James is in for 3 hours. He annoys us. Everyone escapes the studio the second we go to break to avoid conversations and small talk with Mark. But he brings energy. He's a nut job, certified lunatic, showing nude shots of ex-girlfriends to the guys during breaks. And he comes prepared with energy. I mean, he's not going to be an everyday guy with us by any means, but we'll use him as long as he's a free agent, which seems to be the case for the next month.
I think all three of our guys, Andy Hart, we'll see, but Wiggy, Reamer, and James are all pretty stable in their current roles. I think they're all, because Reamer's going to be back to twice a week, probably, after this week, after the Bruins end. And we like Reamer, and Wiggy is pretty much a twice a week guy. Wiggy's on 4 hours with Dale and Keith this Wednesday as well.
Right. That's what he's scheduled for. We don't know how long Dale will let him in there.
Yeah. Now, Wiggy wants full-time status, but I just don't see that at this point. Maybe at some point. Maybe down the road. But it's not close, I don't think.
I don't think he's going to be a full-time guy in the morning show. I think it might be a full-time guy at the station on different day parts, but right now I don't see that being the case.
All right. So there we are. So Reamer's salty, and he'll be in today, and he can whine more about that if he'd care to, but I don't really see him having a case to bitch. I mean,
no, he's open about the fact
you're not John Jastrzemski. Just slow down, buddy.
You're excellent for us. You did a great job last week. You caused a huge uproar. We got a lot of content out of your one request of a comment from the Boston Bruins, which offended the entire city of Boston. That's great. You're a lightning rod. Keep it up.
All right, here's the LJ, the magic on Saturday.
Who's that forward that plays from Toronto again?
Who? Spicy Pete.
And how do you, what's his real name, his given name?
Sir Rackham.
Oh, you're just giving way too much ammunition for Kevin. Sir Rackham.
No. Sir Rackham.
Oh, boy. You know what?
Isn't it Siriacum?
You're in a, I blame myself. No, I blame myself. It's my fault.
Isn't it Siriacum?
No.
And he had Siakam, like, right off the hop. He was so proud of himself, too. And LJ is mad at me. He's a little salty at me. I didn't reach out during his cancer treatment and diagnosis, and that's on me. I should have. I'm going to call him today after the show. That's a guarantee. So LJ is mad at me, and he lashed out at Sunday's game.
He did. Yeah, I missed this.
It was a good rip, though. We'll play that later.
Oh, man. Excellent.
This is it. This is the pre-show. This is all you get. Like, a little bit of a tease, a little bit of a state of affairs, a little bit of a rewind. It's not good. We're not polished. We don't have drops that we place in like we do on the post show.
It was better than the Mutt, you know, Friday segment that we would have replayed.
Without saying. Will Mutt be upset at this? He expected us to bash him. We kind of did, but it's just we speak the truth. I don't think we're going like making things up.
You should see the number of female employees he's ready to tell us about from Barstool this morning. You thought the CEO was impressive.
What are we leading with? We're Raptors?
Obama's introduction.
This? Theme of the day. Who wins another game? Raptors or Blues?
Ooh, baby. And we have Jen McCaffrey in The Athletic. I mean, turn on your toaster, you can see the story.
All right.
She's basically writing about Mutt in this story, so we'll react to that.
Mutt and Callahan, you can react 617-779-7937 to the pre-show. The real show is on the way in just about 5 minutes or so. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.